This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's start today with some new tapes from the Belcher.
Ah.
And who knew that Roseanne Barr had a call-in radio show?
Really?
Who knew?
She does.
Here is Johnny Argent and Roseanne Barr.
Thanks a lot for calling, Dwight.
Hey,
okay,
guys,
let's have our guest.
I tell you what, just before the traffic, which is like 30 seconds from now, we also have Frank calling in that wanted to jump in here real quick. Frank?
Would you get his, would you tell him what to do?
Yeah, I'll tell him how to
Thanks,
get
Ray.
Thank you, Ray. Hey, Frank, welcome to our show.
Hi,
what's
Frank.
Up?
Hi, Roseanne.
Hey.
Hi, forgive me for being a little nervous. I've never
That's
called a radio show. I'm listening to you on the internet.
Oh.
I've been a fan of yours. I can't believe I'm on the phone with the Roseanne Barr. I've been a fan of yours since long before you did the guest thing on the Don and Mike show with the zucchini squash and long before your brain fell out. I didn't know you had Tourette's. Could you maybe curse a little bit? Or maybe
oh, no, they won't allow me
say
to.
Say something strange for us.
No, I've already been warned.
I think that's the highlight of the day.
Party on. How better to go into traffic? It's Ray with traffic.
As long as he doesn't hit the road, I'm happy. All right. And we got your guest coming up. Stand by. Yeah, before your brain fell out. All right. Here's what's going on the roadways right now. We have cleared the problem.
Roseanne just described how to handle it.
Yeah, well, hold on
Absolutely.
A second.
Then he called back. Second time.
Oh, then she might not like it.
A second time.
Thank you for calling. I do remember you.
And this is John in San Bernardino.
Okay. Is it on subject? Hi, John.
Hi. Can you hear me all right?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great. I have a question about whether or not with his organization, I believe it's Fairness and what is it? Fairness and Accuracy in Media?
In Reporting.
And Reporting? Media and Reporting.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What's your question?
My question is, does he cover only, say, specific radio shows? Does he cover all of the media? Because he seems to dwell in one area. And I wanted to know if he has ever seen Rob Spiewak naked in the shower. Whoopee!
Oh, it's that guy again. Okay, Ray, someone's going to have to screen the calls.
They love you.
Okay, so let's not take any more calls for a while. Okay, Steve, continue.
Well, I don't know what the answer to that, but I think I have seen that guy naked in the shower.
Steve, it doesn't seem like them.
And then there's one more.
Oh, good.
All right.
There's a third.
The trifecta.
Terrible.
We've got Richard in Riverside has a question for Steve.
Well, did you ask him if he
has a
question? Yeah,
that guy I've hung up on two more times.
Yeah, I think we won't do that.
Well, this one is definitely real.
For real?
Yeah, I've hung up on him two more times. He's calling on the other line. So
okay, but I want to say that I heard that you went and had a beer with Noam Chomsky and our other caller, Scott.
I'm lucky that I got to speak to or chat with most of my heroes growing up, and Noam is definitely one of them.
Me too. Well, let's put this other caller through. I have been able to chat with my heroes, too, and you're one of them. Thank you. Let's put on the caller.
Richard in Riverside.
Hi, Richard in Riverside.
How are you folks?
You're not going to belch and stuff, are you?
No. As a matter of fact, I just tuned in about 10 minutes ago, and your call screener asked me if I was going to burp on the air.
It's a requirement.
You were having a contest that I didn't know about.
It's a requirement,
but we're
letting you go.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask your guest if he would consider the possibility that if he gets a little too emotional about his message, that it might put people off or say, I would say, like, cloud people's opinion of what he had to say, and if he's ever stuck his nose between Michael Mara's legs.
There he is.
Whoopee!
All right, that guy gets his own show.
Hey, you got a call screener that could kiss my balls.
Oh, yeah. This guy should get his own show. I think it's Ray.
Ray, is that
you? Know what? No, I was on the phone with Scott. I totally missed what happened.
I think he happened yesterday, Ray.
Oh, you're kidding me. Well, then the guy I hung up on didn't deserve to be hung up on.
Oh, God.
Hey, Scott.
Well, thank you for calling so much. You've been a great guest. I want to invite that guy to call back one more time.
He called me, and I just hung up on him because he burped in my ear.
I like how he laughs at the end. I'd like to hear who he really is.
I don't know.
I like how he starts out all sane, and then it goes haywire.
Yeah, does your guest, when he gets too emotional, does he ever find that right before he starts telling you what to do with his balls and everything else? Amazing.
That's funny.
It is funny. You've
can
been a great
belch?
Guest.
I think
go
I
ahead and belch, Roseanne.
Go ahead and belch.
I can do it real good, too.
Excellent.
Wow. Yeah. I can do it, too.
Bravo.
Let's hear good.
We've sunk to a new low.
I just want everyone to know that Neville did not do any of those.
Nor did Ray.
Okay.
Wow. Mike Show. Oh, wow. Oh, whoa. You know what I always say at this point of the show?
Wow. All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. They're ready to believe you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Whoa.
Welcome back to the show.
Hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi there.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome. This is it, Little Brains. Hi there.
The home for Little Brain Entertainment for over 20 years, Don and Mike Show.
Ours is small, too.
It's a Wednesday, and our phone number is 877-365-3636. We take live on-screen calls like we are right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Howdy.
I got to tell you guys, man, that guy is hilarious. I had to pull over. That guy is hilarious, man.
The Belcher? Yeah, he's fantastic. John was telling me before the show when the Belcher sent him the MP3, he said that Roseanne Barr actually contacted him after the show.
Oh, really?
And wants him to be like a regular crank caller on a radio show.
Not surprised. She loved it. She absolutely loved it. You can't fake that. You knew she was enjoying that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he should be making money doing that. I mean, you guys put him on your payroll. That guy is
hey, let's
great.
Not,
I
let's
love
not
it.
Go
I
crazy, please.
I think his payment is our undying love.